Welcome to the autumn meeting of the Brazilian Society of Physics. My name is Marcelo, doctoral student at the Physics Institute of the São Paulo University, supervised by Professor Alan. In this work, I will talk about a preliminary analysis of the raw data using the Spearman matrix. With the advances of computational tools in the last decade, the analysis of large quantities of data became much easier. Here, we focus on the use of Spearman's matrix as an option for this preliminary data analysis of solar cells developed in our lab. The correlation matrix allows to verify the compatibility between the experimental data and their expected behavior. Indications of aspects to be improved in the samples architectures or in the fabrication process are immediately highlighted by the correlation values. Several pin structures, as shown figure 1, of solar cells were designed, grouped by molecular pin epitaxy and process. Only one layer was changed from sample to sample, based on the equations commonly used to describe a pin junction solar cell. One may expect correlations between some parameters that were measured. Table 1 showed the expectation of the main correlations in our samples according to the equations and the respective results from lab measures. One can see that some of the signs are inverted when compared to the predictions. The sample 3908, where it seems that there was a problem during processing or fabrication of the ohmic contacts, as shown figure 3 and 4, whereas it usually didn't happen with the other cells in figure 2. We can also observe that when the highly doped cap layer in figure 3 of the sample was specifically removed, as in figure 4, in order to reduce the absorption by free carriers, the relation between the efficiency and the radiance changed drastically, as expected. We can conclude that Spearman correlation matrix allows to check the compatibility between the experimental data and the proposed model. Information about how to improve the device is immediately highlighted, as was the case for the contact problem or doped cap layer removal. However, as the correlation does not imply causality, it should only be used as a very fast and practical pre-analysis method that points out aspects that should be addressed with more care. This study was financed in part by CAPES and NPQ. We are grateful to Professor Danil Mustafa for the use of solar simulator.